Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We are on Yud Beis, up to the Mishnah, on the top line. Today's share is sponsored by the Daskal family, Il Nishmas Menucha Freda Bat Yaakov Yehuda. Okay, today is a famous Daf and Shas, one of the most famous. Everybody knows this Machlokes. We'll try to shed a little light on it. Amud Aleph is easy. Amud Beis, it's impossible. Tomorrow's Daf is very hard. And Sunday's quite hard. It's a hard mesechta. It's a very hard mesechta. On the surface, the words are easy, and it's all about yontif, and everybody knows about yontif. It's a hard mesechta. Okay, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Ein motzien, you are not allowed to carry. All of a sudden, out of the blue, talk about carrying. Not allowed to carry on yontif. Lowetz hakotten, not a baby. Lowetz halulav, not a lulav. Lowetz hasefer Torah, not a sefer Torah. And I can add, not a machzer. L'rishus harabim. In Rishus harabim. You're not allowed to carry such things in Rishus harabim. U'Beit Hillel matirin. And Beit Hillel says you are. What's this machlokes about? What are they arguing about? Why does Beit Shammai say you can't carry? So, Rashi says, Kol mili delav tzorech achila. None of these things are for food. Right? That's what's going on. You're allowed to cook on yontif? Yes, you're allowed to cook on yontif. How is carrying a lulav have to do with cooking? The answer is it doesn't have to do with cooking. Therefore, Beit Shammai says he can't carry the lulav.
So
that's a concept called mitoch. Once we allowed you to carry for cooking, we allowed you to carry for any reason.
It works both ways, though.
1 second. And Beit Shammai doesn't hold from that. So doesn't hold from that concept.
But it's a double-edged sword.
What do you mean?
You can't do on Shabbos, that's also a yontif, you can't bring a Megillah, or you can't bring a shofar.
But that has nothing to do with this.
But it's the same reason. They're afraid you're going to carry, even though it should be for a mitzvah.
Right, okay. Let's do a little Gemara. Tani Tana Kamei Dav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. We learned the Braisa in front of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Hashochet Ola Nedava B'yantif. If you shecht an Olas Nedava, what's an Olas Nedava? It's a Nedava, it's a present, but it's an Ola. So you don't get to eat it. Nothing happened. You don't get anything out of it. So can I bring such a thing on yontif? I'm here anyway at the Beis HaMikdash. Let me do the Ola already. I promised Hashem I'd bring an Ola. Here I am. I'll bring the Ola on yontif. Can I do that? Says the Gemara, Loke. You get malchus if you do that. Why? Because you're doing aveir. You're doing malachos on yontif, like shechita and other things, that you don't eat it. Amalach mani. Who said that? It's Beis Shammai. It's only Beis Shammai. The Amri, Beis Shammai said, Lo Amrina, we don't say, Mitoch, Shehutra, Hotza'a, Hotzorech, since Hotza'a for food is Mutter, Hutra Nami, Shalola Tzorech. It's also Mutter if it's not V'no Tzorech. What do you mean, no Tzorech? We'll get to that also. The E, Beis Hillel, if it's Beis Hillel, Ha'amri, they say, Mitoch, Shehutra, Hotza'a, Hotzorech, Hutra Nami, Shalola Tzorech. Since it's mutter l'tzorech, it's mutter also shelo l'tzorech. The Achronim point out, the Magid Mishnah explains, that in this Gemara we're going to have four malachos that have nothing to do with cooking, and yet they're mutter kuzimitoch. They are carrying, right? Carrying. Well, cooking is obvious. Lighting a fire is obvious. Those two have to do with cooking. Lighting a fire and cooking are two malachos that have to do directly with cooking. Then there are two that don't have directly to do with cooking. Carrying and shechting. Right? They don't have directly to do with cooking. I can have the meat shechting from before, but I can shecht on yontif. It's a malacha. No, because I can cook it. Carrying shechting, and then cooking and lighting a fire. Those are four. Right? Okay.
According to Beit Shammai, you can carry food, obviously.
You can carry, what do you mean? The Mishnah said you can carry a baby. You can carry a baby and a lulav and a ubeit hillel matirin. All those things.
Beit Shammai says you can carry food.
Correct. Food you can carry. That's why he picks these things, right? Okay. Right. Okay. Lo mina.
We don't start a fire on Shabbos.
What?
You don't start a fire.
You can't start a fire directly. You have to have an existing fire. I'm not sure what the reason for that is. That might be a later gzeira. I'm not sure what the reason for that is. I always wondered about that. No one strikes a match on Yom Tov. You have to have an existence. Why? I'm not sure about that. Why? Everyone holds from that. I hold from that. I don't know why. I don't know why. And Hachanami, we talk Shushal Shechitu Letzorech, Hutranami Shalol Letzorech. Since I'm allowed to shecht Letzorech, I can also shecht not for Tzorech. What's not for Tzorech? A carbon tashem. I don't get anything out of it. It's an Ola. I'm not going to get to eat from it. I can do it. Says, look at the top Tosfos. Okay. He says, well, there's another Rabbi Akiva also seems to hold that way. Well, Rabbi Shammai is more direct. Okay. What's the part of here I wanted to read? The Im Tomar. 1 minute. No. That tells us we're not going to do. Next. Maskeflo Rabba asks Rabba the following question. Mimai de Beis Shammai ubeis Hillel b'ha pligi. Who said they're arguing about this issue? About Mito? Maybe they're arguing about another issue. What issue are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about that there's no such thing as carrying on Yom Tov. There's no such issue. According to Beis Hillel, there's no issue. There are only 38 malachos on Yom Tov, not carried. Therefore, of course you can carry the baby. You can carry the baby, you can carry the little love, you can get whatever you want. There's no issue of carrying. And according to Beis Shammai, there is. What do you have to come out to Mito? Maybe that's what they're arguing about. It's a weak havamina. Dilma, maybe. Be'eruv ha-vahotza l'shabbos. Whether there's eruv vihotza. What does that mean? Eruv vihotza l'shabbos. Ve'ein eruv vihotza l'yantif kamech flugi. Whether or not there's such a concept of eruv and hotza or not. Says Rashi. Be'eruv hotza. Rashi takes out the vav. Be'eruv hotza, im nesra hotza biyantif, if hotza was asered on yantif, v'niskenu hilchas aruve chatzeros liyantif, and did the rabbis make up a gzera of aruve chatzeros on yantif, im lav, or not. Okay? Says Tosfos, with all due respect, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Says Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, Eruve Chatzeros. This Rashi, the Tosfos Dilma. Pirish Rashi, Eruve Chatzeros. Did they make up something called Eruve Chatzeros? That's what Rashi just said, right? Vikasha, Mait Tzarech Eruve Chatzeros Gabe Yontif. What do you mean? Habalav Hachi Mutter Lotalatal Mechatzer Lachatzer Lotzorech Lotzorech. What mean? You can carry for Tzorech regardless. What kind of thing was that? Ruby Chateros? Not the street? The whole thing, from Chatzah to Chatzah, the whole thing is the Darabanan. Right? Why? Because we said if you carry from Chatzah to Chatzah, you'll carry Rosh Hashanah. So now I'm allowed to carry for food. I'm allowed to carry. We Rosh Hashanah. So they want to know if we made a Gzeirah of Ruby Chateros? That's what Rashi means. How can Rashi mean that? V'yesh v'lekach nira l'harav of Chayim HaKohen, the Garcinon. Eruv hotza below vav. It's not eruv vihotza. It's eruv hotza. What does that mean? V'hachi pirusho. Im aser hotza me'uruv bo ben shar malachos. Afa im aser hotza im if the eruv hotza me'uruv bo ben shar malachos. Afa gaf shehi malacha gerua. We know hotza is a malacha gerua, right? It's a weaker malacha. V'im shaycha aser hotza. Imlo kamiflagi. That's what they're arguing about. Is there such a thing as hotza at all? Rashi said, what's the machlokes? Did they make a gzera with chateros? Says Tosfos, no. The gzera is, are there 38 or 39 malachas? That doesn't mean gzera with chateros. Why would there be 38, not 39? It's a malacha grua. Okay? So the Rashi and Tosfos have a huge argument what this question is. It doesn't matter, because we're going to answer it anyway. It doesn't matter. But in the Havn, but the reason why we're doing this Tosfos is for the next line. V'yesh miu yesh liyashev. Maybe Rashi's right. The garcinon shaper eruv vihotza. It's two separate concepts. The tzarech eruv. You need an eruv. Sheyachal lahotzi dvarim she'eno tzarech yontif klal. Can you carry things that have no yontif purpose? In other words, does an eruv trump mitoch? And Tosh says it does. In other words, if you live in a place where there's no eruv. If you live in a place where there's no Eruv, So I'm only allowed to carry if it's for a Torah. Mitoch. Right, we're going to learn that in a minute. Mitoch. That's something I can carry for food. So can I carry my baby? Only if I have a Torah. Right? Rashi is going to say you don't need a Torah. Tosfos is going to say you do need some Torah. Forget carrying a baby. How about carrying my machzor?
That's a Torah.
What? Yeah, what's the Torah?
Yeah.
What? Can I carry it home?
Yeah, you might need it.
Maybe for Kiddush.
What if you don't need it for Kiddush? You're going out for lunch. You don't need it. Can I carry it home?
You might need it at
home. But you don't need it. You don't need it.
Somebody wants to borrow it.
That's not a need.
Well, it's somewhere
else. So the answer is, you cannot. You cannot. Why? Because you have to have some Torah. We're going to see that. What about if you have an Eruv? If you have an Eruv, all the homie talk is out the window. There's no such thing. I always wondered about that. Tosa says it. If you have an Eruv, there's no more mitoch. The Eruv beats mitoch. You hear? It makes sense. What?
Of course it does.
Right.
How about the tirchus behind the whole Gemara?
What?
Doing something on the Yom.
So we're assuming that everything. We're assuming that everything that that we're talking about now is not a tircha. There's someone I work with who told me he lives in Flatbush, where he doesn't have an Erev, there's no Erev, he doesn't hold from the Erev, and he told me that he cannot find one Rav that will matter taking out the garbage in Yontif.
What?
That's what he told me. He cannot find one Rav that will matter it.
That doesn't make any sense.
No Torah. That's what he means, no Torah. It's called Simchas Yontif. When you put the garbage in the drive, in the garage, he says, yes, I put it in my garage. What? I said, that's what he told me. I can't find one Rav that'll matter it.
I'm not so sure that's not permissible even on other times. The Graf Rei, there's a whole bunch of
problems. Well, since I'm Muksa, can you carry it out to the Rishus Rabbin?
On the other hand, there's
a Torah. So it's a Torah, right? So what kind of Torah is that? Torah is Simchas Yontif.
What do you mean, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to
do it? I don't know.
I don't understand. My garage is...
Some people don't have a garage. What if you live in an apartment? Right. I don't understand. All right.
I
know. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Mar Savar, Beishameh holds Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos V'Erev Hotzah L'Yontif. There's such a thing as an Erev. There's such a thing as Hotzah on Shabbos. Yontif also. Therefore, how can you carry the baby? Umar Savar, Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, of course, on Shabbos, such a thing as carrying. The Ein Hotzah, Erev Hotzah L'Yontif. And there's no such thing on Yontif. Therefore, the Mishnah says, can I carry a baby? Why not? You can carry whatever you want. There's no such thing as carrying. The Chsev, like it says, funny Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lo Tzotziu Masa Mi Batechem Biyom HaShabbos B'Shabbos In B'Yontif Lo. On Shabbos, yes. On Yontif, not. Okay? Okay. Maskifla of Yosef. Elamayata, if that's true, if what's true? If they're arguing about carrying, then liflugu ba'avonim. Then why aren't they arguing about stones? In other words, says Rashi, this Rashi is a mouthful, the Rashi of liflugu ba'avonim. E ein isher hotzah, if there's no issue of carrying according to Beis Hillel, there's no such thing as carrying. Can't even imagine such a world where there's no such issue of carrying on Yontif, then ein isher tiltul, there's no issue of muksa. Why? Because the whole reason of muksa is because he might come to carry. There's a bunch of reasons. So Rashi's saying a mouthful. There's a bunch of reasons why muksa is usher. Few reasons. Rashi's picking this reason. Why? Shalom nasar tiltul. The whole reason why this muksa is usher is elam yishem hotzah. If we wanted to minimize carrying, because it'll minimize carrying in the house, it'll minimize carrying out of the house. Very simple equation. The less I let you touch, the less you're going to be over hotzah. Umashalo gazral kol tiltulim. How come they make a gzeri? You can't touch anything on Shabbos? Afilu al ochlim v'kelim. No touching. You can't touch anything on Shabbos. You can't touch food. You can't touch an apple. You can't touch a bottle of milk. Nothing to touch. You can't touch a coffee cup. Mishum the aim goes in gzeira al tibur elkin rov tibur yochan lambo. That can't make a gzeira like that. You can't make a gzeira. You can't touch anything. So what do we do? We minimize as much as possible. Anything you don't need. Anything that's no tzorech. Money. You can't touch a camera. You can't touch a telephone. All that stuff. What do you need it for? You can't touch a pencil. Why we make all these gzeiras of muksa? Says Rashi, the less I let you touch, the less you're going to carry. But if there's no iser of carrying, so why can't you touch it? Why can't you touch it? There are other reasons for muksa.
Well, we have muksa on yantif.
What? Yes, because we hold that you're not allowed to carry either. But if you hold that you're allowed to carry, there's no such thing as carrying on yantif. There's no such thing. Right? There's no such thing. So, if there's no such thing, why can't you play with the money on yantif? Why not? Why not? The Gemara asked that question. Right? Why not? There are other reasons. You can't use a pen because maybe it'll come to write. You can't. So there are other reasons. Rashi ignores all that. Well, the Gemara really does. The Gemara really does. All right. It's not really Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara. Oh, so why does it make Xeri he can't touch anything? He can't have a life like that. Right? Rashi's heading you off. Well, if that's the case, how come I'm allowed to... It could be because you have to live. Right? So... Ella midelo miflagi bavanim, since that didn't come up, shmamina, what do you see? Bahotza shalo letzorech pligi. That's not what I'm arguing about. Beis Hillel agrees with Hotza. He agrees with it. What are they arguing about? Whether or not there's a tzorech. Right? Now, we have to read this. This is a key Rashi. Ella midelo ifla bavanim. Since they're not arguing about stones, what are they arguing about? Normal things, the baby, a lolov, Sefer Torah, right? Says Rashi, Shmamina, Lekuli Alma. Everybody holds Yesh Hotza Liyantif. Everybody holds such a thing as Hotza. Even Mishami holds, even Mithilel, of course. Ella, Shemina Torah, Hutra, Letzorech. Minam Torah, it's mattered for a Torah. What's the Torah? There's only one Torah. Eating, Achila. Ubez Hillel Islahu, Kivan de Hutra, Letzorech. Hutra min haTorah legamri. Legamri. What does legamri mean?
Everything else.
Everything. What does everything mean? Rashi seems to say anything. Anything. Ella rabbanan gazur bimidi dahave tircha. Delo letzorech. Kigon avonim. What do you need to carry that for, Yantif? What do you need it for? That's not a machzer. That's not a lulav. Yeah.
What?
Oh, so we ask for muksa still. Muxa. Still muksa. Still can't touch
it.
He threw in tircha. Was aval bekatan b'sefer Torah distrachin and lahu biyantif, which you need that on yantif. Lo gazer, no gzera.
It's also not muksa.
What? Correct. Ube shamai less lahu migu. Be shamai says there's no such thing. We don't make that migu. Well, since I can cook. I can carry for food. I can carry for no reason. It doesn't say that, Peshamai. Umidi de tzorech achila shehutru hashatori hitarto hutter. That's mutter. V'she'eno tzorech achila. And if you don't need it for food, be'isuro omid min hatorah. It remains usur min hatorah. Right? If you hold like Peshamai, it's a totally different kind of yantif. Yantif without an eruv, it's a different yantif. If you hold like Peshamai. Right? Now it gets back. What? Yes. Now let's get back to the issue of the tzorech for a minute. What kind of? So Rashi seems to say you don't need a tzorech at all. You don't need a tzorech at all. Why? Once it's mutter, it's mutter, right? Mehutra shetzorech, hutra nami shalol tzorech. Why do I want to carry the matzer? Because I'm bored. Do I need the matzer? I don't need it at home. Can I carry it? According to Rashi. Yes. Tosfos says it's impossible. I proved to you it's impossible. Tosfos. He says, let's go to the one at the bottom. We're not going to do the whole thing. One, two, three, four, fifth line. The fifth line says, V'im Tomar. You see where it says V'im Tomar? No, further down than that. Where is it? Vikasha. Vikasha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines down. No, that's what Rashi just said. 9 lines down. Vikasha. Vikasha. You see where it says Vikasha? It's like the first third of the line. It is where it says Vikasha Chadal Amina B'Psachim Dachmen Vavam Beis. You see it? So Tosfos is saying that Rashi holds that you can there's no tzorech at all. right? For any reason you could cook, any reason you could carry. Says Tosfos, it's impossible. The kasha, the chada, the amr b'tzachim, ha'ofim me'yantif l'chol. If someone cooks on yantif for chol, nothing to do today. It's a busy week. The kids are bit. We'll cook now. I'll make them lunch for next week. Right now in yantif afternoon, nothing to do. No one invited us over. We have no friends. Let's cook right now for yantif for the week. What not? Why not? You're allowed to cook. Says the Gemara, if you do that, you get malchus. Right? Loka. V'lo amrina mitoch. We don't say mitoch. And by the way, v'afilu l'rabba, d'lo lucky. Even Rabba says you don't get malchus. Hainu mishum, hobel v'yisrama le'orchim. Maybe someone will show up. Right? Maybe guests will show up. Now, you're not doing it for guests. You're doing it to save yourself time during the week. Right? V'lo avo mitam mitoch, lokomer. No one said mitoch. Right? No one said mitoch. According to Beit Hillel, according to Rashi, why can't you do that? Why can't I cook for the week? Mechin. Why can't I? Exactly the point. There is no mechin. It's mutter. Right? All mutter. Why can't I cook now for the whole week? Mitoch. We didn't say mitoch. We said maybe someone will show up. Maybe you have a friend out there. Maybe he'll show up. Then you have what to give him to eat. You hear? That tells us that Rashi can't be right. Then keep on going down. Then we says it. So Tosfos ends up saying you have to have a tzorech ktas. You have to have some tzorech. Some tzorech have to have. Has to be a tzorech ktas. It can't be Rashi. Can't be right. No tzorech at all. What? What do you mean simchas yontif? How is simchas yontif to cook for weekdays? So that's no Torah.
You said Simchas Yontif.
It's what Simchas Yontif. I save myself time, so I'm Simchas Yontif. It's hard to say that. So no Torah at all.
It's two extreme examples.
What?
It's two extreme examples.
Right.
What's that to do with the other?
What?
What does that have to do with the other?
Right. So you know where a question comes up? Somebody, it happens all many times, someone forgot to light a yahrzeit candle on Yontif.
Is it Torah?
What's the Torah? The Torah is, the only Torah, now you're lighting a fire. An extra fire. You're lighting an extra fire. For what? For your menuchas ha-nefesh.
Yeah.
Right? For the maid. So that's a tzorech. No tzorech. Is that enough of a tzorech? It's mutter. It's a whole lumdus. It's a whole tumult.
It's not really a physical...
But you're lighting a fire.
No, I'm saying it's not a physical need.
Exactly. It's a spiritual need.
Right.
It's for the maid. It's hard for us to judge someone else's feelings about that. The point is, the post can have a huge discussion about it. Can you do that? Why? I think you can. If you forgot, if someone forgot, I think they're allowed to. But the point.
Remember, I don't think the father, if you forgot, you lit.
It's not such a simple thing. I went to a shiur from the Summer of Shechter. The whole hour about forgot to light the yahrzeit candle, whether or not it's a tzorech or not. The whole back and forth. Every issue is dealt with individually.
But who is it with
tzorech? It's really for you. Because what makes a difference to the mace? If you light a candle, doesn't make a difference. It's for you. It's going to bother you the whole yahrzeit. I can't believe I forgot to light a candle.
Exactly.
Right? By the way, lighting a candle is no small thing.
No,
you know? I want to tell you the truth. I wanted to light a yahrzeit candle for my grandfather. And my wife was very uncomfortable having a yahrzeit candle in the house because all our parents are alive. Baruch Hashem. And she was like a little against it. She said, what are we lighting a yahrzeit candle for? It's like a funny thing. I said, no, but it's a ner and a neshama. So she said, I'm very uncomfortable. So I called a rav. We lived in Brooklyn at the time. We first got married. My grandfather passed away right after we got married. I called her up and he said, "Don't light a candle. I think she's right. Learn Mishnayos. You know, learn Mishnayos. Well, lighting a candle, not a small thing. It's not a small thing. What?
Clearly, you asked the different person than the one who asked the guard, right?
Exactly. Anyway, so Tosfos says in the fourth line from the bottom. This is very interesting. I want to read this from the bottom. He says, "V'ikulahen tzorech yontif ktas. You have to have some reason. Kigon when the Kigon katan, lemolo. You want to carry the baby because it's his David's bris milah. That's tzorech tzas. You hear this? The mitzvah nikreis, tzorech yontif, v'lolov lotzeis bo. Lolov, why are you carrying a lolov? To carry the mitzvah, v'sefer Torah likros bo. V'krein perish remain a chananel. Avalesa. That's not true. Those are true, but that's not all. Lesser pirusha. The lav daf katan lemolo. What? You can only carry a baby if you want to give him a bris milah. Otherwise, you can't go for a walk with him. You can't take him for a stroll. take him with the stroller and have the baby for a walk? Of course you can. Shalom lamolo shari gam tiul. Even go for a walk with the baby. It's totally mutter. Hey, what's the tzarech? Oh, the ha'ashkechanami. Listen to this. The mesachkin bekadur. They used to play with the ball. Shekorin paluta. It's called a palota, a ball, balad. Biyantif. Birushus rabim. You hear this? They play ball in yantif, armashus rabim. Af al gav, delek el tiul. What's the purpose of that? Kids play around. Let the kids play.
How old are these kids?
I don't know.
It's a fair... It's a fair...
What? That's what it says. Maybe interesting. By the way, this is the Makar for when they in Bar Park when they play nuts. We used to go when I was... Right? They play nuts over there on 14th Avenue.
Is the Makar to play ball on Shabbos? You're allowed to play ball on Shabbos?
I don't know what kind of ball is this. Who's playing? What he's... His hatter is... His hatter is. I'm not discussing the ball playing. His hatter is. You see that he's defining what the tzorich is very small. Any little tzorich is okay. That's what he's saying. Want to go take a walk with the kids? You're allowed to play ball with them. You're allowed to, right? It's fascinating what he's writing. Fascinating. Then he says, "Vim Tomar Hashochet Ola." Listen to this one. This is also key. Hashochet Ola Mat Tzorich Yeshloba. What kind of tzorich is that? What kind of tzorich is that? Shechli and Ola? You don't eat it.
It's a mitzvah.
What?
It's a mitzvah.
You don't have to do it today. Do it tomorrow. What kind of... You don't have to do it today. It's an Ola's Nadava, right? You can do it tomorrow. Why are you doing it today? Says Tosvos, Yesh Lama, listen to this answer. He's also going to take this to heart. Tahacha nami ikka simchas yantif. Why? Shelo yehe shulchanecha malei v'shulchan rabacha reikon. My table, I'm all big shot, and Hashem, I did nothing for him? Bring him a carbon. What? It's a tzorech for you. It's an emotional tzorech. It's an emotional tzorech. I should be live like a king and no one's taking care of Hashem? I'm going to bring a carbon to him. It's yontif.
Okay,
that's a tzorech.
I can serve God like that.
Why? I think it's great. I think it's great that he's writing that. You don't think it's true? 100%.
There's a whole bunch of karbanos that are...
God wants.
Correct.
God,
but that's all karbanos tzibur. Look how great Hashem has been to me. He's brought me to this day. I got a promotion, and I had a baby this year, and I want to bring a car.
So what you're saying...
What? It's exactly the point, but it's yontif. Yontif is not a weekday. Yontif is not a weekday. It's a special time. And you want to share in your happiness with Hashem.
Okay, that's
such
true.
A thing.
Okay, but that's taking a lacha saying, okay, because I feel that this is how it should be, so I'm gonna go over lacha to...
You're not over halacha. It's a Torah. Right? Tosfos just got to finish. You have to have some Torah. You can't just stomp carry for no reason. Rashi seemed to say you can carry for no reason. Tosfos got to have a reason. Right? So is lighting the yahrzeit a candle of reason? We can hock back and forth. Is lighting the yahrzeit a candle of reason? We can hock back and forth. Is carrying the machzor because you don't want the cleanup crew to lose it? Okay, right? All these things. Right? I want to take my lola home. Right, I want to take my lola home because the cleanup crew's going to come and they're going to put it away and I'm not going to find it or someone's kid's going to step on it. I want to take my lola home. Is that a tzarech? The hack with that also. That's what I'm dealing with that also, the poskim. Can I take my machzor home because I don't want to lose it in shul? Right, they all deal with that issue, right? In the place where there's no error, that's a big issue. Is that a Torah? It's a small Torah. You have to have some Torah. So I want to bring a carbon, right? They deal with that issue. I want to bring a carbon. Why do I want to bring a carbon? Because look how great my life is. But that's my Yontif. I don't want to wait till weekday. Weekdays, Yontif only comes 3 times a year. It's a special thing. It's an unbelievable vart, what Tosfos is saying.
So what you're saying is personal. It's not.
It's really personal. It's personal.
That Shem's table should be empty.
The table's not empty. No, see what he said? Your table's full and God's is empty? I don't like that. In your mind, it is.
My concern is you're perceiving God's table is empty. Maybe God's table's full. When you're happy, God's happy.
Okay, so...
That's
still your feeling.
It's your feeling. It's your emotion.
Where did emotion come in religion?
It does. You learn the ropes far. If you said that, you learn the ropes. No joke. No joke.
Since when is your passion alter your halachic perspective of that? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't be passionate about religion, absolutely. But you can't take your belief and alter halacha. I feel I'm gonna have simchas yontif if I can watch TV because I love TV.
Oh yes, you can't break the halacha. You can't break. All you're doing here. Oh, we got it. We're never gonna finish.
No.
All you're doing now.
I just like devil's advocate.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Next. Okay. V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar Mitoch Shehutra Hotzol Letzorech Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorech Pligi. Even Rabbi Yochanan said that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about Mitoch. Why? Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Hamavashel Gid Hanasha. If you cook a Gid Hanasha Bichalav with milk, Biyantif on Yantif V'achla and you ate it Loka Chamei. You get Malkus five times. Why five? Number one. Loka Mishnah Vashel Gid. Number one, you get Malkus because you cooked the Gid Hanasha, which you're not allowed to do. Number two, lo kemishum ochel gid. You ate it. Number three, lo kemishum avashal basa b'chala. You have to assume that the kemish is meat, right? Number four, lo kemishum ochel basa b'chala. You ate basa b'chala. And number five, lo kemishum havara. You're loka because you lit a fire. What? Says Rashi, shehi malacha la'atma. It's its own malacha. V'kasavar yesh chiluk malachas l'yantif. Therefore, you got five, right? Now, amalei that puk tani lebra. Take this outside. Havara ubishal eno mishnah. Havara and bishal are not here. They're not part of this mishnah. Now, im tim tzalomar mishnah. If you want to hold from these, then beishamah it has to be beishamah. The omer lo amrina mitok shodur l'tzarach hutcha l'tzarach hutin ami shalol l'tzarach hachin ami lo amrina mitok shodur l'tzarach havara l'tzarach. The Beit Hillel, if this would be Beit Hillel, why would I ask for lighting a fire? Kivon, the Omri, Mitoch, Shehutra, Hotzal, Lotzarech, Hotra, Nami, Shalol, Lotzarech, Hachanami, Mitoch, Shehutra, Havar, Varo, Lotzarech, Hotra, Nami, Shalol, Lotzarech. It's Mutter.
So then he doesn't loka?
What?
So then he loka Chomish or not?
According to Beit Hillel? No, you're not.
No, only four.
Correct. Everyone asks, what's the Tzarech? What's the tzarech?
There's no tzarech, but
it
says just right here.
What's the tzarech?
Mitoch shehutul tzarech for cooking.
What's the tzarech? It's gidanasha. What kind of tzarech is that?
No, but you're allowed to light fire, period.
What? Tosfos asked that question. Kiven de gidanasha osur ba'achila, is it tzarech is lavashla? What kind of tzarech is it to cook it? You can't eat it. What kind of tzarech is that? We said you have to have some tzarech, right? What's the tzarech? Right? You hear that question? No, so it doesn't give. No, then the whole design. Kuch nefesh is mutter. You don't have to come on to mitoch. So he answers. Listen to this answer. You didn't know you're not allowed to eat it. You thought you're allowed to. It's like a shogeg almost. Or you're going to eat it. So to you, it's a tzara. You hear that one, David? You didn't know. But he says, I'll read it in Hebrew. Shekiv and shayi bedaito la'ochlo. You're going to eat it. Af sheyesh bo iser, even though it's also to eat it. Nechshav habishol kitzarech yontif. It's called kitzarech. Because lamaisa, you could eat it. I touched it. I couldn't kill us. The man's also amazing.
That makes absolutely no sense. I've watched
it. Okay, next.
Back to David
Wanted TV again. Beshameh Omrim. Ready? The Gemara is actually quite easy now, but we probably not going to finish it. We'll do our best. So, Beshameh Omrim. Ein molichin chala umatanos lekor biyontif. Let's say you makrish truma before yontif. You can't give it to him on Yontif. You should have given it to him before. You can't be mafresh truma on Yontif. What about matanos, the zeroa, lechayim, and keva, which a kohen gets from a kulin animal? That could be on Yontif. I shechted it in on Yontif, and I have to give it to him. Also, don't give it to him on Yontif. Don't give it to him on Yontif. Bein shehurmu meyemesh. Doesn't matter if you did it yesterday. Bein shehurmu meyayom. It doesn't matter if you did it today. Right? Now, the dough, what Rashi says, afal pisha mutter b'har freshasa. Even by chala, you could do it today. You're allowed to cook chala on yontif. So the chala could be. Truma cannot happen. Chala can, and the matanos can. Still, don't give it on yontif. Don't give it on yontif. Beis Hillel, also tircha, all these things. But Beis Hillel matir, Beis Hillel says he certainly can. Amr lehem beis shammai, gzeir shava. It's a gzeir shava. Doesn't mean a gzeir shava. It means it's like the same idea. Doesn't mean officially gzeir shava. Chala umatanos matana lekohen. Chala and matanos are matanos to the kohen. Utruma matana lekohen. And truma is also a present. Kishem she'ein molichin es ha'truma, kach e'en molichin es ha'matanos. Just like you can't give truma, you can't give matanos. Amru lehem beis hillel, lol. Im amartem b'truma, she'en ozakai b'haramasa. It's impossible to be zochet to truma on yontif. It's impossible. You're not allowed to be mafresh it. Now the mafresh, it's impossible. Tomar b'matanos shazakei b'harimasa. These are possible, says Beis Hillel. So why not? These are possible. True is impossible. These are possible. Kasalka Daitach, we want, that the Gemara says, we wanted to say, Shehurmu Mehayom, that you designated it today, Vishinishchatu Mehayom. Or, and you shechted it today, Vishinishchatu Mehemesh, Vishinishchatu Mehemesh. Or when you gave it yesterday, you shechted it yesterday. Now the Mishnah didn't say that. But that's what we're thinking. Mani Masnesis, who said this? Lo Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Acherim.
No, Elo Acherim.
El Acherim, it has to be Acherim. Why? Now give a long price, it's very easy. Same thing three times. The Tanya. Amr Yehuda. Lo Nechlugu Beishami Ubeishel Al Matanos, Shehumu Me'erev Yantif, Shemolichin and Matanos, Shehumu Me'ayom, Vishalishadu Me'ayom. There's no problem with that. That's not what they're arguing about. You want to bring Matanos with other Matanos? No problem. Ella, what are they arguing about? Lo Nechlugu Ella Lo Lichin Bifne Atman. I only want to bring matanos by themselves. Today's matanos. Today I shecht an animal. Today I want to bring the matanos today. Shebeishamai om emolichin uvesil om malichin. V'kach hoya beishamai donin chal umatanos matana lekohen uchum matana lekohen. Kishem she'ein molichin as a truma, kach ein molichin as a matanos. I can't bring truma. I can't bring matanos. Amalem beishil lo im amartem be truma she'ein zakei baharamasan. Truma can't happen today. Tomu be matanos zakei baharamasan. They can't happen today. That's a Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lo nechlechu beishami ubeisela matanos shemolichin. They both agree you're allowed to be matanos. Lo nechlechu elal ha-truma. It's only arguing about truma, which is not what a mission said at all. Shebeishami omim emolichin ubeisil omim alichin. V'kacha yebeisil al donin chalu umatanos matana lekoin utru matana lekoin. He made the following zeir shava. The following, not a zeir shava, comparison. Kishem shemolichin as ha-matanos kach molichin as ha-truma. That's what Beisil said. Amalim b'shamit lo. If you marked them matanos, matanos are different. Shadakai b'harumasan. Tomer b'truma she ain't zakai b'harumasan. Truma you can't have. So that can't be our mishnah because our mishnah didn't mention truma. But you can do it. Achirim omrim, which is what the Gemara said. This is our mishnah. Lo nechlegu b'shamit ubeshil al hatruma. They don't argue about truma she ain't molichin. That they agree you can't bring truma on yantim. Lo nechlegu ella al matanos. They're arguing on matanos, which is exactly what our mishnah said. Shebeishami omrim emolichin, ubeshil omrim molichin. Lema acherim hi velo Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say it's acherim, not Rabbi Yehuda. It could also be Rabbi Yehuda, by the way. The only difference of Rabbi Yehuda was he talked about when it was shechted, which the mishnah didn't mention. So Gemara says, Amar Rava mi katoni shahurmu mehayom v'shnishchadu mehayom. Our mishnah didn't mention anything about shechita. Shahurmu katoni. It only mentioned hurmu. Then really the shechita happened yesterday. So the Gemara says, one second. Leim Rav Yehuda yivolo acherim. So maybe it's Rav Yehuda, not acherim. Well, afil tema acherim. Ubahanach shenishchitu meyemesh. And the taka maybe was shechted yesterday. So ihachi hainu Rav Yehuda. That's the same thing. It's the same issue. They're both saying the same thing now. No, ikon da'am b'nayu tfeila. The machlokas would be a tfeila. What's tfeila mean? Can I bring them along with? Secondarily, tfeila is tafel. Can I bring them along with? I'm allowed to bring the ones from yesterday. They both agree to that. So can I bring the ones from today? One of them says no, and one of them says yes. Right? And then the Mishnah could be either one. The Mishnah could be like either one, says Rashi. Okay, let's do two more lines. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. Halachak is Rabbi Yossi. Rav Tuvi, Braid Rav Nechemia, Havile Garba, the Chamra, the Truma, had a barrel of wine of Truma, Atla Kamed Rav Yosef, Amalei, Ma'ala Amtuya, the Kohen Ha'idna. Can I give it to the Kohen now? Amalei, Hachi Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Halachak Rabbi Yossi.
Separating and giving?
Yeah. No, separating you for sure can't do. If I separated it already, can I give? And by the way, tomorrow we're going to find the case, the Gemara's the problem with the case, where you can't be Makrish Truma on Yontif. You can do it. It is possible. The truth is, it's a good place to stop anyway, because the story now starts, doesn't end till way down on your gimel. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.